Hello and welcome to another edition of Listen and Learn. I'm Dave Rabin, your host, and today's topic will be on internet marketing. You know, a while back we had Mr. Brian Delaney, internet expert. The response was so overwhelming that we've asked Brian to come back, and I know that a lot of our listeners wanted to hear more about Facebook. So we've asked Brian today to discuss Facebook and answer some of the questions that you may have had. So Brian, welcome to the show again.
Thanks for having me back, Dave.
You know, some of the viewers had some questions, so go ahead and roll with it.
Sure, let's dive right into it. Like we talked about before, you have your personal Facebook fan page, your personal account. So there's two different things. Your personal account, you really want to keep that personal to your personal friends, your family, that kind of thing. Facebook created the fan pages for businesses so that they can market and promote their businesses.
Right.
I'm going to share a little strategy with you for creating a fan page. You may not have a brand that you can create a fan page for. What's better than that is a result. Let me share with you what I mean. Get more energy. So you can create a fan page. The title of the fan page is Get More Energy. And then that fan page is all about getting more energy from the videos that you post, the pictures you post, and the content that you post on the fan page. It's all about getting more energy.
Okay.
Now, the thing about the fan page is that you can name the fan page and have its own designated URL once you hit over 25 fans. So what's that look like? Well, when you start a fan page, it's facebook.com/ and a big, long bunch of letters and numbers.
Right.
After 25 fans, you can name that facebook.com/ get more energy. So now you have something that is more easily shared and can become viral.
Right. So the fan page doesn't have to be in your name.
No, it does not. You can create an unlimited number of fan pages. So I would say create a fan page under your name. People like you, you know, you already have friends, family, people that like you, know you, trust you. Create that fan page for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have something else that you are promoting or that you're passionate about, create a fan page for that as well. I have tons of fan pages. And I'm going to share with you a strategy on actually growing a fan page outside of your personal influence.
That kind of blows me away because I'm sure, like myself, I thought that fan pages were for celebrities, but I did not realize that I could have my own fan page and multiple fan pages at that.
Absolutely. It's a great way to build yourself up on different fan pages and really target specific groups of people. You can have one for get more energy. You could have one for increased fat loss or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can have multiple and you can target specific groups of people. People are creating groups all the time. There's conversations going on all the time on Facebook. So what you do is you search out groups of people. Let's say, let's stick with the Get More Energy. You created a fan page for Get More Energy. Now let's go out and find groups of people that are talking about things that you're passionate about. And then you start to share content. It's like a party. Remember, social media is like a party.
Right.
Facebook's like a party. If you're not sharing useful, relevant information to that group, they're going to kick you out of the group. There's a lot of private groups as well. But needless to say, there's groups of people that are speaking about all kinds of different things. And that's a way for you to get people from that group over to your fan page. That's one way of building out a fan page.
Okay. I see where you're coming from now. On a fan page, does this still give you the ability to use it where it texts you if somebody hits it or has a question or that type of thing?
There are programs and software out there that allows you to create fan pages that have a design to it, that have videos on it, has text, has an opt-in form on it. So you can be notified if a new lead comes in and enters in their information. I can send everyone a link. If the people want that, I can provide the information of the company that allows you to do it. I think it's like $47 one-time fee, and,
okay,
and you can create your own fan pages and as many as you want.
So when you arrive at a fan page, is that the pages that have, I noticed there's several of them that it's not add as a friend, it says like.
Right.
Is that a fan page?
That's a fan page. And the best companies are selling the like. If you look at Starbucks, if you look at big brands, it's design friendly. Look at Lance Armstrong's. Look at celebrities. see how they do their fan page and get some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They're always selling the like, because as soon as you like that fan page, they have the ability to pop up on your news feed as much as they want so they can get back in front of you. So that's the importance of the fan page.
So that's why that even when you're on your Facebook, you'll notice over to the side, the advertisements will all be something that is about that fan page that mm-hmm. you've visited, right?
Well, what's happening, that leads me to another topic here, and that's how to grow your fan page with new visitors. And that would be through advertising. You can advertise your fan page. Those ads on the side, the best way to lower the cost per click or how much it costs for you to advertise that fan page is to target groups on Facebook. So when you write your ad, you could go down to the bottom of Facebook and it says advertising. You can start up your own advertising account for Facebook or for your fan page. What happens is when you target companies specifically, let's say you wanted to target all of Lance Armstrong's friends. You could write an ad and the title could be Lance Armstrong fans, ? Because if you're a fan of Lance Armstrong, it's going to relate to you.
Right.
You could have a picture of Lance Armstrong, whatever. And then you add the text supports you and Lance. And then you want to have a call to action to get them to click through and go over to your fan page. That's a huge way to grow your fan page. It just depends on your budget. Now, I want to share with everyone how to get that budget down significantly. The way that you do this is you start off with a cost per click. That means every time someone clicks on that ad, you're going to pay. That's the model that Facebook has.
And how much are you going to pay?
Coming out the gate, you're looking, it depends on how targeted you are. The more targeted you are, the better. You do not want to just target everyone who's interested in the keyword weight loss. That would be silly. The more targeted you can get, the better. Just like the Lance Armstrong idea, you could think about that. There's so many different groups and fan pages. You want to target people who are already a part of something else because they're familiar with becoming a fan. Someone who's never been a fan of anything, they're not likely to be a fan. So what you do is you start off at cost per click. Could be a dollar, could be up to $1.50 for every cost per click. But here's what you do. You get your ad so that every time 100 people see your ad, they click on it. Or every time 200 people see your ad, they click on it. You want it to be less than 1,000 because what happens is for every 1,000 people that see it, you want at least one click. When you get it to that point, and Facebook has analytics to show you exactly what's going on with the account, you change your advertising from cost per click to cost per impression. It's called CPM. What that means is that you're going to pay a different number based on every 1,000 people that view your ad. Well, if you have one person that clicks out of 1,000, then you're instantly saving a tremendous amount of money. Why? Because cost per CPM advertising starts about 5 times cheaper than the cost per click. You can get cost per CPM advertising at, say, 20, 25 cents, 30 cents per 1,000 views.
So are you saying that when you've reached 1,000 people clicking on your ad, you pay?
Right.
Okay.
And if you super target, it's very, very key to super target. If you don't super target, you're going to burn cash. You want to super target your advertising, and then you want to roll out a week test on cost per click to get some metrics. You can't run 1,000 impressions to your ad, and if you get 5 clicks, be like, oh, that's a winner. Let's change it to CPM. That's not smart. Get 10,000 viewers. Get 20,000 viewers. Get some metrics to work off of. Find out what your cost per click is. Do the math. It's really a math game. Do the math, and then switch over to CPM because you're going to save a tremendous amount of money. I mean, I've seen accounts start off at $1.50 and go all the way down to 5 cents per 1,000 impressions. They started off at $1.50, they were paying per click, went down to 5 cent cost per impressions. Now they're paying 5 cents, 10 cents per click.
Okay, so let me ask you two questions. If a person goes to yours, they see your ad, can they sit there, click on it, come out, click on it, come out, click on it, come out, and you're going to get charged every time that one person clicks on the ad?
Facebook avoids that.
Facebook catches that,
and Facebook does not charge you for multiple IP.
Okay, that's very important. And say a One Vision rep, they've put a velocity ad. Does that mean that only one person can have a velocity ad?
No.
No.
Let's say there were 150 velocity fan pages. Everyone could advertise the velocity fan page. You're just going to be competing depending on how targeted you are in your advertising. So if everybody's targeting Lance Armstrong's fans for velocity, well, the cost per click is going to go up, and whoever pays the highest wins. That's how Facebook advertising works. Whoever pays the highest wins. They're the ones who get the most frequency of their ads showing up to users.
So a person, let's say if they're getting 20,000, what could they be spending to do that?
20,000 impressions?
Uh-huh.
Well, it really depends on the targeting. The difference here is I've seen campaigns that start off at a cost per click of $1.40, $1.50, in between that range. It really boils down to the targeting that you're going after. The more targeted you are, the higher your cost per click is going to be.
Can a person cap what they want to spend?
You can. You can cap it at $5 a day if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But if it's $1.50 a click, you're only going to get 3 clicks or 2 clicks. I would say start at $10 or $20 a day so you can test out those metrics. And then once you get the metrics, then you can switch it over to CPM. The whole point of it is to optimize your advertising expenses and lower the expenses. Now, here's some factors to consider. The ad headline or title, the image of the ad, and then the body of the ad. All of that matters. So what I do when I write ads is I'll write maybe 10 ads, different titles, different images, different bodies. So I can find out how well each one performs. Then whichever one performs out of 10 wins. I don't just do one because that's horrible. You can't get any metrics off of that.
Right.
So you run 10, you find one winner. That's generally how I like to approach the internet. Test 10, one wins, keep moving forward with that one.
Well, is there anything else that you want to add?
There is. I want to touch base lastly on Facebook events. Very powerful. You have a group of friends on Facebook who know, like, and trust you. Let's say you created a live event or a web event. You could do a webinar, you could just drive them to a website, or you could drive them to a live event. Create a Facebook event. And then through Facebook, you have the ability to invite all of your friends. You also have the ability to ask some of your friends to invite all of their friends. It could start to get pretty powerful if you have 5 friends that invite all their friends.
Right.
Now, here's the key. When you create an event, put in your information, and you go to add or invite, Facebook calls it invite your friends. You don't want to go through and check off. Let's say you have 300 to 500 friends. That's the average.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have to go through and click every single one. It's too time consuming. You're not going to ask your buddy to go onto his friends and select everyone and invite them all. He's not going to do it. Well, there's some code that you can use that'll just select all of them for you automatically. And then all you have to do is write a little personal message to everyone and hit send. Literally takes less than 5 minutes to do.
Wow.
So whoever's interested in that code, we can certainly get it over to them.
Well, again, Brian, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studios with us. And listeners, we thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast. And as usual, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at dave@onevizn.com. That's dave@onevizn.com. And again, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Listen and Learn broadcast.